This episode is brought to you in part by Wholehearted Love, a new book by Caleb and Stephanie Rouse. Overcome the barriers that hold you back in your relationships with God and with others, and delight in feeling safe, seen, and loved with Wholehearted Love. For more information, go to Tyndale.com.
You're listening to the Enneagram and Marriage Podcast.
I'm your host, Krista Harden, and I'm so glad you showed up for our relationship chat today, as well as for you and your people. We're all about living intentionally here so you can experience joy and balance in your relationships once again or for the very first time. Be sure you hang with us on our social media platforms, and if you like research like I do, make sure you check out our website at enneagramandmarriage.com for our weekly newsletter, freebies, and so much more, as well as at Instagram and Facebook. We have so many goodies to share with you. Let's dive right in together. Hey, E&M friends, I'm so glad you're here with us today as we talk about building a marriage mission together. Now, we have talked about marriage mission, but today we're really going to build it out in a tangible, specific way right in this mini episode. So make sure you grab a little journal out or get your note section of your phone out. Then later you can prepare this with your partner if you want to really dig in more with our freebie. Whether you're single and looking forward to this time, or in a serious relationship, already married, or just needing an extra boost, I really am excited to just walk with you guys through what it looks like to put on the tangibility of a mission. I know that sometimes with our values, it can feel like, wow, we talk about a lot in life and our work, but we really don't step back and take that bigger picture view together very often about who we are as a couple and what our mission is, and even just as individuals, what our mission is. So we're going to do that together today on this shorty episode, and I have a freebie for you. You can grab out of the show notes on creating your marriage mission together, but understand you can use this even if you're not married. So the first thing I just want to help you to understand is that your values are there even if you don't think about them a lot. So for instance, if you accidentally trip somebody on an airplane aisle, typically you feel bad, right? And you're like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so sorry. Or you are out there and you see somebody that needs help, and lo and behold, it's the exact kind of help you can give. A lot of the time, and I hope this is true for you when you're refreshed and not exhausted or something, you're eager to go give it. This is part of your value system, and it's going to be different for everybody about the capacities you have, the culture you're from, the age you're at, the time in life, your socioeconomic status, you name it. All of your different layers are going to affect, even your trauma layers, how much and how long and how willing you are to give. So I love for you to be at your best, right? That's why we do this podcast together. You are listening. I am actively doing these steps with you all the time. But the truth is, when we don't really monitor at all what we're really about, sometimes there's just an error of omission. I don't act out my values because I haven't named them. And my arrows don't really fly towards any target because, yes, occasionally I will land on helping somebody or complete something that felt semi-good. But if I'm not connected to myself in a healthy way, I don't really know what my goals and values are. So I want to flesh that out with you today. And I want to give you a few different questions that you can ask yourself. And you can pause this podcast while you're asking that. Or you can just literally be taking it all in and developing it in your mind even as we talk, if you're somebody who can do that at the same time as listening. So awesome if you can. I normally have to pause and write. But first of all, I want you to come up with a mission statement. And your mission statement, we've talked about this many times on the podcast, could be something very simple. And you might bring your Enneagram work right into it. You might say, we are a type 4 and a type 5, and we bring creativity and focus. Or you might focus on two different aspects of 4s and 5, and you may say, we're a 4 and 5, and we bring compassion and innovation. And there are so many other adjectives we could give for each of these types. And you can go ahead and use Dr. Jerome's reminder that you can hit up the thesaurus or the dictionary online and keep refreshing if you're looking for words. But your mission might even encompass more than this. When I think of Wes and my mission together, I think of some of this, but I also think of things outside of just our missions as a 1 and a 7 of joy and goodness. And that is a huge piece of it. But we, even taking a step farther back, want to bring the goodness and joy of God wherever we go, not just our own intrinsic pieces, but to truly believe that there's something even above and beyond our own earthly bodies. We call upon spiritual help sometimes to bring those things when we don't feel like we have it to give. So that's part of our mission statement, is to really allow our spirits to be refreshed by God so that we can share that out in the world with others. So think about your mission statement. It doesn't have to be quite so lofty. We're two idealists, remember that. But you might say we're hardworking, we're thoughtful, we're creative, we're gracious, and I hope we're all of these things. But intentionally, what is your mission? And, you know, of course, I hope it's no matter what others' beliefs, we treat others with respect, just as we hope they'll do the same with us. But what is your particular mission in the world together? And you might find even projects and part of that sexual instinct vibe coming out where you're like, oh my gosh, like we have such a call on our hearts to help people with something in particular, like to have a very comfortable home. And maybe we make furniture with love, or we love to clothe people with something beautiful, or we have such a neighborhood mission to make our street so hospitable and safe. There are so many spaces you can really look at when you're thinking of your mission statement, but just think of a brief statement and then think of a few key characteristics of that statement. So we love to bring our type 2 giving and our type 8 power or protection. Might be your mission statement. You might just take some very basic adjectives from those pieces of your Enneagram types and then land on, here's the few key characteristics of how we exude this in our world. And want to, because let's be honest, sometimes, like I said, you might not be doing that much yet. And so this is actually a call on you to remember, sharpen your arrows so this is actually happening. And now we want to add one more positive way to get here. And that is going to be, what action steps are you going to take to make this mission come alive? Because we can say it, we can intend to do it, we can even describe it beautifully. But until we take action in the world, you don't really have the opportunity to land on any tangible steps. It's like, okay, I thought we were going to bring joy, but you know what? We watched Seinfeld all night. And you know what? We did have joy, but we really didn't share that joy. And that might be perfectly fun for a Saturday night or a Tuesday night. But there are probably other ways that will make you feel even more meaningful that you step out of just yourself and into the world to help. And if you're part of our Deeper Dive Wednesday podcast series, we're talking all about that this week, really getting into the nitty gritty of just sharing that glow in the world. But this is a taste of it here. And I want you to make sure that you understand these critical actions have to be named and they have to be measurable. I'm thinking back to SMART goals and Donald Miller here, but we want to really be tangible with our goals here. So you might say one of our parts of taking action is, and this is at least for Wes and I, one of our pieces is we try to rest daily. We try to spend time with God spiritually each day. We try to make sure that we are working on our craft each day and learning. We try to exercise each day. We try to help the world each day. So those might feel like a lot to you, and you can come back to my language of bio, psycho, spiritual, and just say, we take care of our biology, we take care of our spirituality, we take care of our mind, and we are aiming to help others with this. So don't be too overwhelmed by that. That's just going back to the word balance. And then we empower others to do the same kind of balanced living. But you see that there are actual tangibilities there, that we're specifically resting, we're specifically spending time with God, we're specifically helping others, we're specifically exercising our bodies, that is the tongue twister, and we are studying our craft daily. And we have medical books by our bedside. We have mental health books. We talk out when we feel like we're doing too much of that. Wes said that to me recently. He's like, how about less time on our devices at night and more time with each other, just hanging out and talking? And I love that we can help one another to really help that to happen. Now, you guys know me, I'm much more of a researcher. So I'm like, I read my Bible at night and it's my quiet time as an introvert. So we had to really agree on just knowing that that's our ideal. What steps can we take to balance there so that we can each still have our own rhythms? And I'm perfectly content with actual physical books too. So it's different in that Wes would like to go to bed earlier, but we're always having to negotiate what are the ways that we can create this mission statement together so that it's actually possible and doable. Because if one of you is just going along for the ride and doesn't speak up, that's going to create a disaster for your marriage long term. If you got to hear our Monday episode on nonverbals, imagine if I just said yes, Wes, to everything because I wanted him to be happy, but really I was seething mad on the inside because he was forgetting that maybe I had been working all day and needed a breather. So instead, I want you to be honest with your partner about how you think you can get there, what balancing you think you can do together individually, and what you really want for your values, and really, what do you feel called to? So you might need some time spiritually to process this exercise also, because you might actually be not very close to God right now and just need some time to yourself to say, like, let me get on the ground, get in prayer, or if you're not a person of prayer, get journaling, just really thinking hard about what imprint do I want to leave on this earth, and what do I want? How can I leave this world better than the way I found it? And how can I not be a victim? How can I have agency? How can I shine brightest in the world? How can we do that together as a couple? And when you start to think that way, it changes from just how can I be fed? How can I get what I want to how can I really make sure I'm refreshed and recharged so that I can give well also? And that is the balance that truly creates not only healthy biorhythms for you, but healthier world for others and for the next generation and for the generations around us already, right? Because if we are making a great change in the system and balancing ourselves and finding our specific mission point, what it is, and honestly, what it is not, I will probably never be good at calculus, at least not anymore. I never really finished that course. I went actually back down to pre-calc, much to my math teacher's dismay in the 12th grade, but that is probably not going to be my field. And that is okay because I understand that psychology is my field. So find your mission, and obviously it will change and shift over the years. That's part of the fun and interesting seasons of life gig that we always talk about here, when we need things to be different and when we need to spruce things up. Obviously, sometimes there's going to be seasons where you just need rest, where you're like, I'm tired. And there are moments like this throughout all of our ancient texts. I'm thinking of Elijah under the tree asking for a drink of water. So feel free to ask for that time off if you need a sabbatical of sorts in your life. But get back on mission. We have all the studies in the world to tell us depression, volunteerism helps it so much. I know with seasonal affect disorder coming and holiday grief, it really helps to stay in balance and to have a mission. So grab the marriage mission freebie over at the Enneagram and Marriage website. You can also grab it right here in the show notes. If you need extra deep dives, we have our Tuesday Fire newsletter. We have so much fun with you all over E&M. We have lots of booklets for your perusal. All of it is hopefully aiming you towards this one purpose, though, to shine brighter, to add your glow into the world. I hope you do that with me today. Have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Thank you again for listening with us. It was so wonderful to have you. I love knowing we're doing this journey together, not perfectly, but with love, grace, and hopefully some fun too. If you love today's episode, make sure you leave us a 5-star review at Apple Podcasts or Spotify so others can find it too. Visit our show notes so you can get all the links from today's show, as well as enneagramandmarriage.com, the Instagram, the Facebook, and all over the place. Make sure you spread the word. Love living intentionally with you. Bye-bye.